So my first question is just how and when did the routes form?
I came to Japan in the year 2000, and I was here for a couple of years, and I was really bored because I didn't speak Japanese and I didn't have any friends. So eventually I made some friends, and someone introduced me to a drummer, and we made like a punk group, a garage punk group, and it was called The Facials. And that went on for like a year and a half or so, and then we kind of like changed the music a bit, started playing guitar a bit more, and we decided to change the name to Roots, and that's it really.
Cool. And then the first album as the Roots, it was
Left My Mind.
Yes. Okay, so I just wanted to ask you about that album. That was the first one you did. What do you remember maybe about making that record?
It's really hard to explain, but it took us ages to make that record because I was just recording stuff, then recording it again and again and again. And it was just complete trial and error. And it just went on for about a year, recording the same songs, playing with them, and trying to make it better all the time. And eventually we kind of found something. We hit on a sound that we liked. It was like, oh, we actually sound all right like this. And like we actually found out how to make ourselves sound half decent, because it was sounding pretty rough at first. And then we put it on, that was in the days of MySpace all them years ago, and we put it on MySpace. We made lots of friends, and some people were interested, and then it got put out. But it was a good time, because the drummer was like, he spoke English, and he was like my first close Japanese friend. Mm-hmm. And he was a bit older than me. He kind of kept me calm, kind of thing, stopped me from going a bit mad, you know, bothering people and getting angry and stuff. So he's pretty good. He's pretty in control of me. He's pretty good. So it's good memories.
And then recently you've been putting out a lot of music. I want to ask you about some of your recent albums that just came out. So Leadline Clouds and Get Past Go, were these recorded at the same time? Or
these were recorded last year. So we just, because of since COVID, we've just been constantly recording, and we don't record specifically with the intent to release stuff. We record for ourselves. It's like a hobby, basically, you know. Mm. We record, we just see what we can do and just play around with stuff, and then we kind of like just put it out there to a few labels, say, hey, we just recorded that, or people ask us, do you have anything that can release? And people ask us in advance as well. And that was just last year, we just recorded them. I mean, Leadline Clouds was written and recorded over the period of about 2-3 months, and Get Past Go as well, 2-3 months on that. So yeah, it's just a, you know, a good COVID time killer.
And when you were approaching Leadline Clouds, how do you feel maybe it differs from a songwriting approach as opposed to Mesmerized?
For Leadline Clouds, we kept everything really simple. I mean, the basis of the songs is like basically open chords all the way, or bar chords. I mean, it's so simple. So for that album, we kept it really simple. I mean, there was lots of organ. I think the organ is a big part of that album. Mm-hmm. Whereas there wasn't much organ. I can't remember if we played organ on Mesmerized. But we tried to change the sound of the mix as well. It's a much bigger sound than we usually use. It's in stereo, which is like we use mono a lot. So yeah, it was a completely different approach. And I think at the time I wanted to do something different. So I wanted to do something a little bit more punky, but not so obviously, but like stuff like The Stranglers or The Fall, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were looking at that kind of thing.
When you come up with songs, is it different all the time? Like how would you, like, because you also do surf songs, like how do you decide?
The surf songs and instrumentals, I mean, because we're always doing something, we kind of do lots of different things and we go from one thing to the other, because if we do the same thing too long, we just get stuck, or you just, you know, you get stuck in a rut, or you get writer's block. And that's the beauty of doing lots of different things. You don't get blocked because you're just moving around. And you know, sometimes I don't intend to write songs. I can just be taking a shower and a melody will come in my head. I'm like, oh, that'd be good. I'll just grab my phone and sing it into my phone, or I'll be at work. Sometimes I'll sit down and just play some chords and, you know, play guitar every day. And sometimes something comes out, sometimes nothing comes out. But you can't force a song, you know, you just have to wait for something to come. You might be playing and it's like, oh, that's nice, I'll use that. Yes, it's not like a very hard forced process as such. It's something you have to wait for, really.
And these last couple records you've been putting out, were they done like in a studio, or did you have to do them differently?
No, we do them at home. Everything we've done has always been recorded at home. I don't like the studio. We had a really bad experience when we recorded the second album, Alligator. We tried to record it at a local studio, and the guy in the studio, he just wasn't into what we're doing at all. He's totally in the wrong job. He's like, he didn't even know like about garage or stuff. He was like, oh, you've got too much reverb on your guitar. And we were recording and we kept making mistakes, and he's sitting there, his arms folded, he's like tutting, literally tutting, sighing, and like, we're paying this guy money and he's just like really agitated, and you don't want to record us, you don't want to be there, and it's, you know, it's totally, it kills your motivation. And that was the end of the studio for me. We didn't even finish that, we just quit the studio and recorded ourselves halfway through. It's so bad. But yeah, we just record everything at home. So the drums are recorded in England by the drummer in his front room. And I record the guitars and everything else here in this room here, actually.
Oh, and do you have to play along to like a metronome or something? Or do you have like a drum machine that you have to keep the beat? Or
I record to a metronome, and then I send the metronome and the guitar, the bass or whatever, I send it to the drummer, and then he plays the drums at home. He lives on he has like an old, what used to be a farmhouse. So he has no neighbors and he's single, and he can play drums 24 hours. He doesn't bother anyone. So yeah, it's really good. But the ideal drummer.
he can be loud, yeah.
Yeah, he can be really loud, yeah. We'll be right back.
You are going to relax. So begin by making yourself perfectly comfortable. Sit down in your favorite chair, and you find your mind relaxing deeper and deeper. And as my voice is counting now, you will relax.
Album for Sport Fishing, it was the only one of our albums that we went into a studio and recorded an album from beginning to end in one studio, in one sort of like group of sessions. So that one was different in that way. We were in, you know, a big kind of expensive studio, Chicago Recording Company in Chicago, and we had just finished a 6-week tour, so we were like really kind of at our best in terms of tightness and playing abilities. So it was a great time to do it. And, you know, we were just always kind of pushing ourselves sort of further, and kind of the arrangements on that album, I think, have a lot of that going on.
What was it like working with Steve Albini on this record? Did you all get along? Was it oil and water? What was the situation like?
No, it was great. We had been in the studio with him a couple of times before. He had a home studio in his house, and we'd gone there to record just like a few like tracks for singles or something for a compilation. And it wasn't really a test. It was more because that was what his studio was, and that was where we went, and it was just like short things. That was pretty common for us at that time to do like short sessions, because we were quite often working on singles or just like projects that required, you know, a sort of small grouping of songs. But we got along great with him. I remember when one of the times that we recorded in his house was U.S. Thanksgiving. We arrived to find out not only that Steve is a gourmet cook, but had made us a fabulous Thanksgiving spread with, like, you know, turkey and the whole shebang. So, you know, we got along really well with him. We hit it off from the beginning, and we were kind of fans of each other. You know, we had heard from an interview that he had done that he liked us, and we were fans of a lot of his stuff. Like, it was kind of before, I don't think he'd done like too many like big records. I don't think he'd done the Nirvana album hadn't happened yet, and yeah. I don't know if he'd done Pixies.